We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind.
Set! He runs to the 10, he's running to the 5, he is to the goal line, he is in! Touchdown, Alabama!
Crimson Tide Rewind is presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Now live, this is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Vestavia as we get set to rewind a beautiful night at Bryant-Denny Stadium from Saturday as the Alabama Crimson Tide posted the win over the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm Eli Gold. Corey Reamer is alongside, and it was a case of two halves, certainly, as Alabama did okay, but not exemplary in the first half, and just shut down the Georgia Bulldogs in the second half.
Yeah, first drive, even coming right out the gate, was not exactly how we pictured things to start off, but I think that they did a great job competing. They showed up. We thought this was going to be a tough game. We knew it was going to be after an Ole Miss game that we had to spend a lot of energy on, and defense was a question mark coming into this game. I thought they stepped up and played a phenomenal, really rebounded extremely well, went out there and competed. They didn't give up, and the offense continues to be electric. Those guys, good luck keeping up with them.
I wonder if there's a group of secondary players anywhere that can keep up with the explosiveness of Alabama's three great wide receivers.
Yeah, then you add in Najee Harris and Brian Robinson. Miller Forstall getting some action this week. You know, the old saying used to be the best offense is a good defense. And right now, this year, it seems like the best defense is a good offense. Those guys putting up points left and right, not getting stopped very often, really helps a defense, especially making the other team's offenses be uncomfortable, maybe get out of their game plan that they thought they were coming in trying to execute. Really changes a lot of things up, makes the defense look a whole lot better.
Of course, Alabama did manage also to control the clock down the stretch, like 11 minutes worth of possessions in a final 15-minute quarter.
Yeah, you love, and one of Coach Saban's favorite things is when you got the ball with 6 minutes left to go in the ball game, and you can take the air out of it and just take a knee. You just eat up all 6 minutes with your running game. Brian Robinson, like I said, Najee Harris, that whole entire offensive line did a phenomenal job of really just ending the ball game in the end of the fourth quarter. I mean, time of possession wasn't that much different, but when it mattered to put the icing on the cake, they showed up.
We have got tons to talk about tonight on Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. We've got tons to update you on, all sorts of awards again for Alabama players. That's not a surprise. So we're glad you're with us as we spend time together over the course of the next hour. If you'd like to join the conversation, the phones are open toll-free at 877-202-BAMA. And to be part of tonight's Crimson Tide Rewind show, you can also submit your questions to Corey Reamer on the Alabama Media Group Twitter line. That is at Corey Reamer, that's C-O-R-Y-R-E-A-M-E-R, 13, at Corey Reamer 13. And we can take your questions that way. It's all part of the AL.com family, your source for SEC sports. Also, a quick reminder, folks, that you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. Stay tuned. Lots more highlights and all sorts of talk coming your way. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You live and breathe Crimson, so you need a Medicare plan that keeps you at your best body and mind. Cigna Medicare Advantage offers plans with zero monthly premiums and zero primary and specialist copays and $0 copays on many prescription drugs. Enroll today. Call 1-877-722-1801.
This is a paid endorsement. Cigna is contracted with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO, and PPO plans in select states and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
25 years. Huh, that's a quarter century. Or 300 months. Or 9,125 days. Or 175 years. Dear dog. Now, for something to be around that long, that's impressive. And that's what Chevron with Techron is. Impressive. Because it delivers unbeatable cleaning power and unbeatable gas mileage. Plus, as always, Techron is in every grade, every gallon. Chevron with Techron, celebrating 25 years of clean. Care for your car.
There is no substitute for hard work. Just ask the Crimson Tide. At Dex Imaging, they know the meaning of hard work, too. You don't become the best in the office equipment business without it. If you need a copier and printer company that understands hard work, quality, dependability, and customer service, then give Dex Imaging a call or go to DexImaging.com. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management, and for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scponds.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
The United States was built on the foundations of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people have defended these pillars of our democracy.
Please remember the sacrifice made by these Americans and make time to register to vote and obtain a government photo ID so you too can vote on November 3rd.
Voting is a sacred right. Sacrifices made by those who so bravely serve our country should never be forgotten.
For more information, go to alabamavotes.gov.
Hi, everyone. Eli Gold here. Do you know why I go to SunSouth? It's because of the personalized service I receive from their starting lineup. SunSouth John Deere also has an affordable roster for everyone, from riding mowers to utility vehicles and lots of tractors. Stop by any of their 21 locations across Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, or visit sunsouth.com. Any budget, any project, SunSouth has you covered. Proud to be the preferred tractor equipment dealer of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Now Bama with a hurry-up offense. Here's Matt. Looks right. He's got a man. It's caught into the hands of John Metchie. Touchdown, Alabama! Touchdown, Alabama! 40 yards. Matt Jones.
to John Mechie. We've got ourselves a night right here in Tuscaloosa.
Indeed so. Three receptions on the evening for Mechie, 50 yards and a touchdown. He's now up to 14 catches on the season. And everybody talks Devontae Smith and Jaylen Waddle, as they should. You can't eliminate John Mechie.
Yeah, poor guy. John Mechie, he's a highlight reel as well. And he's the third guy, third leading receiver. The other two guys are going for a 150 a clip. Mac Jones did a great job of seeing that corner blitz coming off the edge. Offensive line slid phenomenally, picked up everything just as it's drawn up. You're telling me if I can get John Mechie one-on-one with a safety going deep, we're going to take that all day long. Mac Jones definitely took advantage of it.
And by the way, Mac Jones named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week today. And, you know, it's every week. It's an Alabama guy. Mac was 24 of 32, 417 yards, four touchdowns, and an interception last weekend. He now has 12 passing touchdowns on the year.
Yeah, Mac Jones finally getting a reward for 3 weeks in a row of over 400 yards passing. He's, through four games, he's 78% completion rate, 1,500-plus yards. Like you said, 12 touchdowns, only two interceptions. I think that people that weren't on notice about Mac Jones, you can't help but be now. I mean, it's hard to imagine that the quarterback for one of the best teams in the country is not getting the deserved praise that he was supposed to get. But that comes with all the weapons that we got around us that he's also competing with.
And it also comes with guys whose teams score 73 points.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, taking nothing from anybody else. Trevor Lawrence had himself a spectacular day this past weekend.
Yeah, he did, and that you're absolutely right. But looking at what Mac Jones did in a top, two versus three matchup, game days in Tuscaloosa, coming off of a real tough win last week against Ole Miss, he just keeps showing up week in and week out. This guy, I talked about it a lot last week, the poise that he has and the maturity that he has, especially being compared to Tua every single day for the last year, and now earning the starting role, you got to be proud of this guy.
And how nice was it as we hopscotch around to see Tua play yesterday and then after the game, come out to the 15-yard line, sit down on the field, take out his phone, and FaceTime with his folks so they could experience his first day in the
really
NFL.
Cool. Really cool. If you watch the documentary on him, how sentimental his family is and how much they are all about family. And just he talked about where he went and sat on the field was where his drive ended, and he wanted to share that moment with his parents that couldn't be there. I mean, the guy's just a class A guy.
He really is. So let's talk about the start of the ball game on Saturday night. 11 seconds in, Bama has turned the ball over on an interception. 52 seconds into the game, the Tide gets it right back. You knew right then and there that it was certainly 2020.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And the kind of game we were going to have.
Yeah, I when that first turnover happened, it happened so fast I didn't even get to see it live. I had to watch the replay of it to even see it because but then turning it around and getting it right back from Georgia probably was the best thing because they had all the momentum at that point. But, we did a good job of bouncing back and going out there. Defense stepped up. Could have been really, really bad with, an open runner coming off the edge. We slid protect into the boundary, and we missed a guy. He got a free lick on Mac Jones and then rolled up on Miller Forrestall as well, which could have been a really bad outcome. He luckily, fortunately, came back into the game and was a big contributor. But DJ Dale making a big play with the batted ball at the line of scrimmage. Justin Aboibe, one of his probably highlight reels that he'll ever have in his entire football career is being able to have an interception in one of the biggest games of his life. Did a great job of running a MU game up the middle all night long, both those guys getting their hands up. I think both of them had two batted balls apiece, really causing Stetson Bennett to be uncomfortable. The defensive line did a phenomenal job of getting push, but getting their hands up. We knew he was a shorter quarterback, 5'10", 5'11", whatever he actually is. But if he likes to throw the ball in between the hashes, throw it down the middle of the field. And we knew going into this game, our defensive line really needed to do a good job of pushing the pocket, getting their hands up and batting balls down and making him uncomfortable. And they did a great job.
Yeah, of course, not every short quarterback has problems like that. No. I mean, Russell Wilson manages to survive just fine. But you knew that that could be if Bama got the big push from the line, that could be a storyline on Saturday.
Yeah, you look at Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, these guys that are notoriously shorter that they always talk about every year because there's a lot of quarterbacks there coming into the league that are smaller in stature. Baker Mayfield's, you look and see their release point is extremely high. They know they've got to get it up and above these 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", guys that are standing in front of them. Stetson, I would say, was releasing the ball extremely low. I think if we didn't get our hands up, he was going to hit a couple guys in the back of the head. The ball was coming out so low. And you could tell it flustered him. He wasn't ready for that, and he didn't know how to respond.
But Alabama obviously kept the pressure on. But we add to the fact, and you can answer this because I've done, I guess, four or five interviews today, and one of the prevailing questions was, why did things change defensively for Alabama at the half? What was said? You've been in locker rooms at halftime. What are these adjustments like? What do they tell you?
You know, I think the main thing for us was we still, if you go back and watch the tape, there was a lot of busted coverages, some miscommunications, but they went out there and got after it every play. If they were doing something wrong, they didn't give up the big play like they did last week. And I think this week what Coach Saban talked about in his press conference was we took advantage of the opportunities that we were given. Batted balls, turning them into interceptions, tip balls, getting pressure on the quarterback, flushing the guy out of the pocket. And we not only – we came down with the ball and then our offense turned it into points. I still think there's going to be a lot for us to work on the defensive side of the ball, but this defense I'm proud of for stepping up and answering the bell because it was all that was talked about after that Ole Miss game was what's wrong with our defense? What's wrong with Dylan Moses? You got to remember, this guy didn't play football at all last year. He has been out of the game for an entire year, didn't have a spring, had a condensed fall camp. It's going to take him some time just to get back into the flow of the game. And I think everybody expected him to step into his leadership role and be the player that we remember he was at the end of his last season that he actually played. And that's just not going to be the case. Yes, or Saturday, he stepped up. I think he played his best game of the season. Mm-hmm. He showed a lot of leadership. We knew it was going to be a dogfight, no pun intended. And we showed up on the defensive side of the ball enough to get the job done. And we still gave up too many rushing yards. And I know Coach Saban's not going to be excited about that. I think 157, if you take away the sacks, 5.7 yards a clip, that's just not going to get it done down the road. We're going to have to fix that.
When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. If you'd like to join us, 877-202-BAMA. That is our toll-free number. As you're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management, protecting your liquid assets for over 30 years. Back in a moment here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org/Shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Najee is to the right of the quarterback. Waddle goes in motion to the far side. Here now the long throw, wide open behind the D. Touchdown, Devontae Smith. He pulled away from Tyreek Stevenson and is on the receiving end of a 16-yard touchdown strike. And Bama within an extra point of tying it up. It does get tied up at that point, 17-all. Devontae Smith, 11 catches, 167 yards, and a couple of touchdowns, just continuing his exemplary season.
You can't say enough about Devontae Smith. Not only is he competitive, there was a lot of 50-50 balls that he went up and he just owned. He came down with a majority of them, and Kirby Smart talked about that. We were winning the battle of those 50-50 balls. I love that play design that Sarkisian had. Swing in Waddle out into the flat, taking a lot of attention away from a lot of the defenders, and then you just sneak Waddle or sneak Devontae in on the wheel route, and he's going to go up there and make a play.
I just like the way they have the tight end, out there, kind of forcing the defense to show whether they're in zone or man-to-man.
Yeah, I'll say this from last week. We learned a lot about Lane Kiffin knew a lot of what the weaknesses were or creating mismatches for this style of defense. Well, Georgia runs the exact same defense. I guarantee you our coaching staff, GAs, everybody down there rewatched that Ole Miss film and figured out what he was doing to cause so many problems. And you saw a lot of what we did this week was we probably took away some ideas that Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin had. You force the hand of the defense, tell what kind of coverage, pattern matching that we're going to be in, which is a lot of what we run is man's own concepts. But like you said, motions, stack alignments, bunch alignments, quick motions, it's going to show their hand, and we're kind of know what we're going to be in, what kind of leverage we're going to get in from the defense, and we took advantage of it.
We've got a number of people on the phone line waiting to join us, so why don't we get to that? Of course, our first call brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig. To know what's below, call 811 or visit al811.com. As per usual, Pee-wee from Grand Bay has the opening salvo. Hello, Pee-wee.
Hey, Eli. How you doing, buddy? Corey, how are you?
Doing good. About you, Pee-wee?
Doing well. You know, y'all had talked about, about the defensive changes that was made at halftime, which was kind of what I was going to talk about. But one of the things that I noticed as well as what y'all mentioned was the ability of the defensive linemen to get off the block and stop the run a lot better than what we did in the first half and getting penetration into the backfield. I think that made a big difference as far as what Georgia's offense could do. And then our offensive line just pretty much took over the line of scrimmage during the second half and just flat wore the defensive for Joy's out, just flat wore them out.
Yeah, I thought it was one of our best offensive line performances of the year. Actually, probably the best that I've seen.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It was one of the biggest tests. We knew Georgia had a good defense coming into this game, and the biggest threat for us was going to make sure to go. We had go establish the line of scrimmage because Georgia's defensive front has done a phenomenal job of shutting down the run. I can't remember what the yardage was, what they had given up coming into this game, but I don't think it was very much at all.
No, it wasn't at all.
And we went out there, Kirby was nervous about that matchup. And our guys showed up and absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage, getting a lot of push in the run game, clearing a lot of holes. But they really did a great job of protecting Mac Jones in the pocket, keeping him clean, giving him some time to let routes develop. You can't say enough about those guys. I think after last week, you saw a few times we missed a few assignments up front on the offensive line, and you could tell Alex Leatherwood came off the sideline. He was steaming. They take so much pride in what they're doing, and these guys came back this week in a tougher test with this Georgia defensive front, and they really showed out.
Georgia had given up only 38.3 yards per game on the ground. That was the best in America, let alone the best in the SEC. That was the best in America.
Yeah, and we talk about what our defensive line did as well, because that's been a question mark for us. Last week against Ole Miss, throughout this season, rushing attack has been something that we've struggled with. And while they did have we give up a number of rushing yards, I thought they did a phenomenal job of affecting the ball game when they had the opportunity. A lot of games being played between the tackles and between the ends and the linebackers, getting into forcing Stetson Bennett into uncomfortable situations. And you saw what it did. It created turnovers, and then our offense turned it into points.
Staying with the phones, let's go now to Thomasville, Georgia. And Melissa is on the phone. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Congrats to our team on our season so far.
Amen to that.
Yes, ma'am. So my question is premature, but I think it's fair. What are the chances of a Heisman winner from Mac Jones or Najee Harris?
What is the chance of either man winning the Heisman? Well, they'll certainly be in consideration. I think it might be difficult against Trevor Lawrence of Clemson at this point. But certainly if Mac keeps playing the way he is, if Najee runs the way he is, they'll be hard to ignore. That's for sure.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy has changed so much over the years. But I definitely think they're in consideration because every week they're talking about both of those guys on the highlights. But Trevor, like you said, Trevor Lawrence has been talked about for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems whenever we get into these Heisman discussions, some of these guys are behind the eight ball because Mac Jones' first year to start is this year, and they're going to say, well, look what Trevor Lawrence has done over his career.
Sure.
You know, and it's just the criteria has just differed over especially over the last decade for sure.
But certainly, and you bring up a great discussion point, Melissa. We'd love to see them get lots of consideration, and I'm sure they will, but I don't know if we can on Monday, October the 19th, predict what the voters are going to say with a lot of games yet to play.
A lot of season left to go, too. There's still a lot of opportunity for these guys to show out. But like you said, it's kind of tough to say right now. I would imagine that we should see both of those guys in New York if they even do the presentation.
Yeah, if they do the normal ceremony.
Wherever it may be, their names are going to be in the hat for sure.
Hey, folks, make your next tailgate or home gate legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. You can visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. We are live tonight at Baumhauer's in Vestavia. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. Mitchell Carter is here with us tonight from Alabaster. He's the winner of this evening's appearance here at the show. Compliments of Southeastern Pond Management. So we welcome Mitchell to the restaurant and happy to have him here with us tonight as well. When we come back, lots more, including today's press conference from Coach Nick Saban. We'll hear his opening comments. All of that follows these messages on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Tide fans, it's time to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide roll. Whether you watch from home, at your tailgate, or in the stadium, you can enjoy the great taste of Ziegler Jumbo Franks, the official hot dog of the Crimson Tide. Alabama is a tradition of winning, and Ziegler has a tradition of great taste. Enjoy your Ziegler Jumbo Franks at home, at the tailgate, and now at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Ziegler Meats, a tradition of great taste for over 90 years. Pick them up at your local supermarket.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders and advance your career with Bama by Distance from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Let your computer be your campus. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
Anytime, anywhere, BBVA USA is with you. With the BBVA mobile app, you can do most of your banking quickly and easily. Transfer balances, pay bills, deposit checks. For more personal service, call or visit a branch drive-thru. Stay safe. Our bank is with you. BBVA, creating opportunities. For more banking information, visit bbvausa.com.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Two wides to the near. Now Forrestall comes to the right side of the formation. Here's the snap. Matt looks. End zone. Up goes Devontae. Touchdown. Wow. Over the head of the defensive back. 13 yards. Unbelievable catch for Devontae Smith.
It really was. He had two more touchdown receptions on Saturday, four for the year. That senior spotlight brought to you by Cigna. Cigna can find the right Medicare Advantage fit for all senior Crimson Tide fans. For more information, go to Cigna.com. The athleticism is it's amazing to watch.
You think about how much confidence Mac Jones has, where he can throw the ball at a high point and know not just one guy, but he's got multiple guys that are going to go up and get it. Devontae climbing the ladder there, coming down with the ball. You saw how excited he was after that catch. It just capped off a phenomenal drive. Converted a few third and shorts early with Najee Harris, kept the drive going. It definitely was a statement drive. Devontae's just continuing to impress. Where do we find these guys?
Yeah.
How many wide receivers are out there? These guys, and we got guys that are sitting on the sideline trying to get their turn, but you're not going to take it away from Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle. Those guys are
they're first round picks.
You have to drag those guys off the field. They want to be out there. They want more.
And they're first round NFL draft picks. No question about that. Hey, folks, earlier today, as per usual on Monday, Coach Nick Saban had his noontime press conference. And as always, we're happy to bring you his opening comments, all sponsored by Dreamland. Take a listen.
Well, I think that this was a really good win for us and our team this last week. I think our players really played hard in the game, played with a lot of toughness, showed a lot of resiliency. you know, just kept fighting in the game. But I think that it also needs to be noted that probably the difference in the game, when you just look at the game totally, it was turnovers. You know, we always talk about turnovers having a huge impact on the outcome of a game. And the turnovers, converting those turnovers to scores, when you really add it up, that was basically the difference in the game. So there are a lot of fundamental improvement things that we need to continue to focus on and work on. Just about every individual, just about every unit, just about every group on our team has something that we need to focus on and do better. You know, some of those things could have been disastrous. We got the quarterback hit a couple times in a game that, you know, we could have been prevented. It wasn't like, you know, we couldn't block them. So they have, you know, when you play against really good players, you got to make sure you do a great job of executing, because they're always going to take advantage of any mistake that you make. I think it's really important, you know, this week that our I talked about this after the game. Our players have humility. That's what keeps you hungry in terms of what you have to do to improve and to play the next game. And I think everybody knows that this Tennessee game is, you know, a big rivalry game. Means a lot to a lot of people in the state of Alabama. And I'm sure that because it's a rivalry game, we're going to get the absolute, you know, best version of Tennessee's team. You know, Jeremy's done a really good job there, in my opinion. They played very, very well this year. You know, last week was a little bit of an anomaly. And again, that same old word comes up. You know, they turned the ball over, and that made a huge difference in the game. But they have some very capable players. I think they got two really good running backs. Quarterback's very athletic. We got some good skilled players outside. Their defense has played, you know, really well, you know, this year. They got really good pass defense. Their defense is like, you know, fourth or fifth in the league, you know, overall. They're very, very well coached. They do a good job on special teams. So we're going to see a good team. And they play their best against us. They beat some good teams this year when they played well, and they're very capable. And I would expect we'll see that kind of an effort from them this weekend.
Coach Nick Saban's afternoon press conference today. The opening statements brought to you by Dreamland Barbecue. Do you have a taste for winning? Well, as you know, Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue, ain't nothing like them nowhere, and a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. Bama facing a Tennessee team that was somewhat embarrassed this past weekend.
Yeah, and you heard Coach Saban talk about it, and it's always an emphasis whenever you hear Coach Saban talk about what caused you to win or lose ball games, and it's turnovers. And Kentucky, you look at this defense, I think they're up to 10, 11 interceptions over the last two games. No different from this past game against Tennessee. I think they had five the week before and maybe five this week. Jaren Garantano gets pulled. I think there's a lot of question marks at the quarterback position from Tennessee. But one thing that I can guarantee is that whenever we play against a team that has bad quarterback play, those quarterbacks tend to look really good for the Alabama game. You know Jeremy Pruitt's going to do a great job of getting this team prepared. Another coach that is very familiar with our system. That's the third week in a row that this Jeremy Pruitt's been around Coach Saban, knows the defense well, implementing the same style of defense and what causes problems for our offense or our defense. So it's going to be a tough test. It always is. Whenever you got to travel to Tennessee, it's a rivalry game, like Coach Saban said. Everybody around the state knows it is. It means a lot to a lot of people. I expect Tennessee to bounce back from the performance they had last week that they're not very proud of.
We've got more to talk about as we continue. Crimson Tide Rewind, brought to you by Southeastern Pond Management. They're proud to support the Crimson Tide. Go to sepond.com to learn more about stocking, fertilizing, and pond maintenance services. Back in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-through at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today. Just what the doctor
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders and advance your career with Bama by Distance from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Let your computer be your campus. Visit bamabydistance.ua.edu.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In case the kick is short or off the mark, he could run it back. The snap, the spot, the kick on the way. Good from 52 yards. Will Reichard, a new career long in college. Will Reichard, the sophomore from Hoover, Alabama, with a 52-yarder right there. His career high prior to that was 49 yards. Back in 2019 against New Mexico State, but you know, when he's healthy, and he is now, he can. We knew he could kick like this last year. Of course, that hip flexor injury kept him basically on the shelf for much of the season.
Yeah, great to get him back this year, being healthy. How many Alabama fans probably had that play as their highlight of the entire game?
Yeah,
you know, they've been for the last few years, they've been begging for a guy to do this, and. Coach Saban talked about it before the season of limiting his roles in other positions, not punting, not kicking off, just focusing on kicking field goals. Paid off with a 52-yarder. He drilled it with a nice little, add a little second back on the clock for us, the beneficiary of that new rule.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's something that we had alluded to on the broadcast, but you didn't want to get too deep into it. But it was great to see Will Reichard come up with that 52-yard field goal. It had been years since Alabama had a kick of that nature. Hey, folks, by the way, I just reminded as I'm looking up here to see the first of two Monday night football games tonight. BBVA is a proud partner of Alabama football. And as you know, the Tide leads all schools with nearly 60 players in the National Football League on active rosters. and a total of better than 60 if you count guys on the practice squad and so on. And tonight, with so many great performances yesterday, including Derrick Henry's 212 rushing yards and two touchdowns, Julio Jones' return, 137 receiving yards and two touchdowns. With all of that, our friends at BBVA would like to recognize a defensive back, Minka Fitzpatrick. He had a 34-yard pick six that helped propel the undefeated Steelers to a 38-7 victory over the Cleveland Browns. Just like our Crimson Tide guys in the NFL, like Minka, BBVA is all about creating opportunities, and that was a nice play from Minka Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, BBVA, for recognizing some defensive guys getting some love. I thought it was going to be a Julio for sure this week, or Derrick Henry, especially starting out the overtime for the Titans with the big run and putting them in field goal position to win that ball game. Ended up scoring a touchdown as well, but Minka's been a phenomenal addition to the Steelers' defense. Going out there and dominating against the Browns. Like you said, you can choose from so many different guys because there's a bunch of them out there that have all performed well. You can't turn the TV on without seeing some of our former players on Sundays and Mondays.
Exactly. And in case you didn't see it, the Alabama coaching staff named 7 players of the week today from their performances against Georgia. Mac Jones, of course, on the offense. Devontae Smith, no surprise. And Alex Leatherwood, who anchored the offensive line that really controlled the line of scrimmage, didn't miss an assignment, didn't commit a penalty, which is nice to see for Alex. Defensively, Christopher Allen with 4 tackles, 1 for a loss. Dylan Moses, 10 tackles on the night. And Patrick Surtain, who played a key role in the secondary, that finished with 3 interceptions by the end of the ball game. And as we were just talking, the special teams player of the week, as named by the coaches, Will Reichard, a total of 11 points, a pair of field goals, and 5 of 5 on extra points.
Yeah, he's had a phenomenal season so far. Glad to see Chris Allen get out there and get recognized for his play. Maybe not the leading tackler or the best stats, but he was all over the field. Alex Leatherwood continues to play to the expectations that people have for him of being one of the top overall tackles coming out next year.
And no penalties.
Yeah, that's huge. It's something we've struggled with. It hurts you in the past. Getting in backed up positions, back in first, second, third, long positions. You don't want to put your offense in those types of situations. And Alex has continued to play. The whole entire offensive line has played extremely well. Landon Dickerson, that guy just gets after it. I love watching him play.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
He really is. By the way, folks, if you've missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. You can download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're coming right back with more. We're live tonight here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. It is Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. Back in a moment on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Mobile tickets, mobile parking, and other Alabama football game day changes are new this fall. If you're heading to Bryant-Denny Stadium this season, visit RollTide.com/new in 2020 to plan ahead and get ready for game day.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like 'em nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I'm Cliff Meidel, 2-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck 3 buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
Dealing with constant changes, not easy. Letting go of my inner perfectionist, Ooh, not easy. But crossing a few things off my financial to-do list, surprisingly simple.
Regions tools and advice make it easy to manage your money. From podcasts and webinars to budget and savings calculators, we'll help you find your financial comfort zone.
Those few little financial tweaks have made a big difference.
Check off some financial to-dos at regions.com/bravethebeginning. Regions Bank, member FDIC, official bank of the SEC.
Dos Equis, proud import partner of the Crimson Tide Sports Network, is here to say it's the beer served where the tide rolls and tastes smooth and refreshing when it's ice cold. So when you're watching Bama at home, the bar, or the stadium, grab some Dos Equis and roll tide. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2020, Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Mobile tickets, mobile parking, and other Alabama football game day changes are new this fall. If you're heading to Bryant-Denny Stadium this season, visit RollTide.com/new in 2020 to plan ahead and get ready for game day.
Mack gives the signal. Devontae goes in motion behind him. Mack looks right. Pressure's coming. He'll throw long. Waddle's got it behind the defense. Leaves the DB on the ground. There you go. You ask, you get. 90 yards. Tyson Campbell wondering what happened to Jaylen Waddle as he left him behind for the touchdown.
We had just talked about that. I said, you know what we could use right now? About a 90-yard touchdown. That's why I said you ask, you get, because it was just one of those.
I was wondering what that was from.
One of those weird coincidences. JP and I were talking about that on the air. Yeah. You know, a 90-yard TD would be really nice right about now.
You got so used to getting those types of plays last year with Tua, and so you kind of expect them every once in a while, and Max got the arm to do it as well.
You know what I've liked also, very quickly, the throwing the ball to Miller Forrestall. We knew he could play and he could catch, but, boy, they're really using him this year.
Yeah, luckily we were able to get him back on the field after that first drive, getting his ankle rolled up on, going into the locker room. You know, you start to see how defenses are treating this offense. We got so many weapons all over the place at receiver and running the ball as well. And then you get Miller Forrestall finally being the beneficiary of these secondaries really trying to clamp down on Jaylen Waddle and Mechie and Devontae Smith, opening up opportunities for Miller. And he's doing a great job. He's going out there. He's sure-handed, which is what you want out of a tight end. And tight ends these days give you a lot of mismatches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides maybe one or two plays where I think he and Matt would have liked to have been on the same page, he played a great game. Not only that, was he was phenomenal at blocking as well. That's one thing that you're going to have to do at Alabama as a tight end for sure.
When we come back, the prescription for success as we look ahead to this Saturday's game in Knoxville. That follows after these messages here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't
friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here now on a 3rd and 10. Quick throw across the middle, deflected, Alabama interception. It's Malachi. Malachi's got it at the right side. He's to the 30. He's to the 35, 40. Down the right sideline, 50. And Alabama's got it. There was so much mustard on that throw by Stetson Bennett that it deflected off the hands of the intended receiver. And Malachi Moore picks up his 2nd interception of the year. Freshman from Trussville, Alabama, doing the job. And now we look to what's going to work on Saturday in Knoxville. The prescription for success presented by Payless Drugs, your locally owned family pharmacy with 4 locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, and offers home delivery and drive-through options. Visit mynewpharmacy.com to pay less. So, Corey Reamer, the keys to defeating Tennessee Saturday.
I think we're going to have to keep Tennessee looking like they have for the last couple weeks and turning the ball over. We did a great job this week of forcing turnovers and taking advantage of it. We saw what Tennessee did last week. You can't expect their quarterback to play the same that he did against Kentucky, but hopefully our defensive line comes out, gets a lot of pressure on them, gets them uncomfortable. We continue to create turnovers, and our offense continues to take advantage of them.
Corey, always a pleasure, my friend. Have yourself a great week.
Roll Tide. Appreciate
you. Roll Tide. Corey Reamer joining us as the co-host. Now, what's on tap for the Crimson Tide? Presented by Bud Light. Whenever there's a Bama game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Of course, Thursday of this week from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Then Saturday, it's Bama at Tennessee, a 2:30 Alabama time kickoff. Our coverage from Neyland Stadium begins at 11:30 in the morning. That's right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. We're back to wrap it up from Vestavia Hills in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me 2 bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
As we celebrate 100 years of women's suffrage, we reflect upon a time when we could not register to vote nor hold public office. But now, we have the privilege of representing the people of Alabama in the state legislature.
We must continue to educate and empower women because together we can continue to shatter records and overcome barriers.
Register to vote and obtain your photo ID so you too can exercise your right to vote on November 3rd.
For more information, go to alabamavotes.gov.
Our newest partner on the Crimson Tide Sports Network is already an Alabama favorite. Kaneka Sausage is now the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide. Kaneka's tradition of making the finest hickory smoked sausage hasn't changed in over 70 years. Always great for breakfast, and now a tailgate grilling tradition. Kaneka Sausage, made in Evergreen, Alabama, and a true southern flavor since 1947. And now the official smoked sausage of the Crimson Tide. What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with the starting quarterback? Well, they both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team, and UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, proud partner of the Crimson Tide. Of Well, that's going to do it for Crimson Tide Rewind tonight, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. As always, a big thank you to our hosts here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. Our engineer here at Baumhauer's has been Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer, as always, Mr. Jerry Kelly. We've got Bama and Tennessee. Yeah, it's the fourth Saturday of October. I understand that, but it's still, to all of us, the third Saturday of October. Our coverage coming up this Saturday from Neyland Stadium starts at 11:30 in the morning. Kickoff at 2:30 in the afternoon. For Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. We thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you Saturday from Knoxville here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Good night and roll tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. And by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you in part by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.